February, cold, and people may be looking for something to do on a cold weekend. Well, on February 21st and 22nd, the good folks in Norfolk are inviting you for their weekend in Norfolk. And here to speak with us about it are Norfolk residents Sue Frisch and Eric Olson. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay. Now we've got 2 days of festivities going on. So why don't you start? Because I'm looking here. I have 5 pages of scheduling, just so everybody knows. So just remember.
I blame Sue for that.
Oh, no. You're responsible for part of it, Eric.
Absolutely.
Well, whatever goes on, you just need to move through things, 10 minutes per item.
We'll be here for 3 days. Yeah.
That's right. So, all right. So this is kicking off on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Why don't you carry on from there, guys?
Well, actually, people can come and take advantage of good weather. We're putting in a special order for sunshine and crisp, so the snow will be nice. You can go hiking, skiing, or snowshoeing on all of Norfolk's trails whenever they like. And at 9:30, before 10 o'clock, there's going to be a winter photography workshop and walk to start everything off, followed by a trail walk on the North Brook Trail, where our Rails to Trails Town Committee has been working with the state. And there's a special wildlife tracking walk, a Great Mountain Forest. There's no excuse for not getting outdoors on a beautiful day.
Yeah, and these are just some of the many items. So it's if we go to Saturday. Actually, you have something special on Friday as well.
Yeah, that's an early bird special that the library is hosting. The Norfolk Library, which is one of the gems of our community, they have the documentary film Natchez, and that starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 to 8:30.
So that's sort of the sneak preview, or the early bird special, it's called, on Friday night.
I know last year we talked about the pickleball tournament, which I guess is something that's become very popular these days.
Yeah, that's happening from 8 a.m. That's at Botel School, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday. And I think that may just be a Saturday event. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's in the afternoon as well. So there's at least 2 sessions of that, 8 to 11 on Saturday, and then 2 to 5 on Saturday.
Plus an 11 to 2 session also. There are 3 sessions in all. So there's plenty of opportunity for people to sign up and be part of a team.
I also wanted to mention there are many opportunities to get inside and find really good winter food. On Saturday and Sunday, the Icebox Cafe, which is a relatively new addition to our community, they're offering pancakes and pancake and chai. That's from 7 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday. And then the Berkshire Country Store has, frankly, some of the best cider donuts I've ever experienced. And those will be available from 7 to 2 on Saturday and from 8 to 2 on Sunday. So if people are coming out and planning to spend some time on the trails or otherwise be outdoors, I recommend that they fuel up. And that's a great way to do it. Get some carbs in your system early in the morning and you'll be good to go for the day.
Yeah, you certainly will. I'm not going to talk about the projected temperatures.
Nope.
We don't want to think about that.
This Arctic blast will be over by then.
That's right. Well, so you can warm up in several different places where you have, I see that you have pizza, hot chocolate and cookies, which I think you mentioned. There's various things. Now, when people come to start out, is there a central location they can go to get information?
Yes, they can come to the Norfolk Hub at 2 Station Place. We'll have an information center there. If people want suggestions for things to do, there'll be Norfolk residents all ready to point out the different things and tell them how to get there.
The other resource that's really important and helpful is to just have ready, have this on your phone, look it up in advance and make a plan for what you want to do. It's to go to the website, which is weekendinnorfolk.org. spell out weekend, spell out Norfolk.org with the word in between weekend and Norfolk.
There you can find the entire list, everything from the special on Friday all the way down through to Sunday. Are there any particular things that stand out each year more so than others? I know it's kind of an odd question, but kind of get an idea of what people prefer.
I love the fact that we have, I mean, this is a slight bias for me. I'm the pastor of the Congregational Church, so I'm always, looking to promote the fact that we have very special stained glass in both of our buildings here at the Congregational Church, but there also are multiple locations. The Catholic Church also offers Immaculate Conception Church, which is part of the St. Martin of Tours Parish. They offer stained glass window tours. We have them on Saturday and Sunday, and I'm guessing that the Catholic Church does as well. Here at the Congregational Church, we will have from 1 to 4, and then there's a tour. So there'll be a docent or somebody who has, good experience and a real solid insight and sense of history about the importance of these windows. We have Maitland Armstrong windows here at the Congregational Church, as well as Tiffany windows. And then the meeting house also has a separate set of glorious stained glass as well. So there are a lot of really, we are a unique community in that we have so many spots where you can tour and visit and appreciate stained glass windows. Yeah, Sue, I don't know if you had anything in particular that you wanted to mention.
Well, this particular winter has worked out to be something very special for art lovers. There are several artist open studios. Ruth Ann Olson will be opening her studio both days from 11 to 4. And Cheryl Heller, who specializes in painting birds, is opening her studio the same hours both days. Then the two artists who are exhibiting at the Norfolk Hub and at the library both days are doing Meet the Artists sessions. They'll be there in person to talk about their art, and so people can meet them and talk and enjoy hearing about the origin of some of the ideas that engendered the paintings.
Yeah, and there's just these two things you talk about are one of many different kinds of activities. I mean, you have outdoor, you have indoor, you have arts, you have food.
We have music. There's going to be three concerts, live music, a brass quintet, a piano concert, and a traditional guitar and harmonica singer, all three during that weekend. And the details are all on our website.
The list is just so varied and so many things to do. And again, I don't know if 2 days is enough to do it, but
there definitely is something for everyone. There's no doubt about it. Who else would be hosting a mushroom inoculation workshop?
Well, yeah, I noticed that. What is that?
You have to show up and find out. I don't know.
You'll go home with that log all inoculated with spores if you attend it, so you can grow your own.
Okay.
So there'll be native seeds that will be given away for free. That's happening at the Norfolk Hub. There are some ticketed events too. That's one thing that people want to probably look out for. Most of the events are free, but there are some things. For instance, there's a suggested donation for the coffee house event that's happening on Saturday evening at Battelle Chapel. That's a love songs and stories. And there are a few other things. So people definitely want to tune into the website and pay attention to, so you know when you show up what the expectations are. But it's absolutely the case. I'm particularly intrigued. We live in a part of the world that is just so rich with natural resources, and wildlife tracking is of interest to me. So I think Sue mentioned this earlier, but on Saturday from 10 to 1, this is one of those ticketed events and registration that you have to register because space is limited. but Great Mountain Forest, and they're at 21 Windrow Road. They're hosting a wildlife tracking walk, which I think is fascinating, especially in the snow.
And we do have something special for kids, too. We have kids' movies and free popcorn at the Hub from 2 to 4 on Sunday afternoon. So at the same time, the Iron Bank will be having hot chocolate and cookies. So that's going to be a nice, warm, cozy event for kids of any age.
All right. Well, there we have it. If you're looking for a weekend with just about anything and everything you could imagine, you'll want to be going to Norfolk on February 21st and 22nd. There's a little special ditty on Friday if you want to go. You can find out information by going to weekendinnorfolk.org. And we've been talking with Sue Frisch and Eric Olson, both of Norfolk. And we want to thank you so much and invite everybody to go on out there that weekend and have some fun.
That's great. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.